It is time to give you an 840 bit of some sort, and no fake characters today. You'd probably get that with the Musers. They'd probably give you Jerry talking about Gene inducting him into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but we were kicking around ideas to have some fun, to look back at some audio, and I want to dub this segment Ticket Regrets, because I think all of us, at least I can speak for myself, I hate hearing my voice just in general played back on the station, whether it be in a promo, whether it be in a commercial or whatever, or listening back to something on the top 10. I cringe every time I hear my voice. I don't think I'm alone up here, but it's especially cringeworthy when it's a drop that gets played a lot that you wish you had that moment back, and a regretful moment. I think we all have them, and pretty much around the crew, I think we're all guilty of having a moment that wasn't our best broadcasting here on these airwaves.
I would say the biggest regret that I've learned in the past 15 minutes is that we moved computer systems 5 years ago and now nothing is readily available.
Yeah, that you've been a little frazzled by that, I can tell. I am sorry.
It's remarkable.
But we soldier on.
It's part of it, buddy. Station.
So yeah, I think we have some good ones here.
Who do you want to start with? Because we have some from the entire crew. And I guess we can start with me, because the one that comes to just about everybody's mind when they think of me is my infamous white elephant. What year was this? This had to be 2010, maybe.
Yeah, we weren't over here yet.
Yeah, so. It was the year that the Mavericks won the championship, so it was early in that season. And I had a long-winded Bob Sturm-esque question to Rick Carlisle that got shot down, and I didn't know how to react to a one-word answer.
Well, you talk about the depth on this team, and it seems like at the point, obviously winning 10 straight, you're in a good way, but it seems like guys are starting to, I guess, find comfort in their roles. Deshaun Stevenson, I think, has started 15, 16 straight games now. Sean Marion has been very productive off the bench. Jed is himself. Brendan Haywood has been, I would say, very good over the last handful of games. And do you worry, though, when Roddy B gets back that, you know, you're going to have to maybe change up some of this chemistry that you've already established?
No.
Now, I
man, see, I want to hear somewhere we have the longer one where you keep going. Because I think
now,
I think you've made the point before that it was actually a really good exchange after that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the rest of the interview was actually pretty pleasant. We talked basketball. It was around the holidays. We talked about his normal holiday schedule as a head coach. It actually turned into a, you know, okay interview. But Corby was in the newsroom that day rolling on it because, hey, the ticker guy has to roll on people like the head coach of a basketball team for future news purposes, and he isolated that drop, and now it lives.
It
just drives me nuts every time I hear it. It is my number one ticket regret for sure.
Yeah, and to me, the lead has never really been the thing that sounds like Walk This Way. The
sound I cannot replicate.
My favorite part is before that when it sounds like someone has put their hand on the record player.
Do you worry?
You worry, though, when Roddy B gets back.
And you talk about the depth on this team.
No, we don't want to play it again.
Obviously winning 10 straight.
Stop. But no. Every time that whole full form thing gets played, that's the thing I cringe at more than Wanana is.
That could happen to anybody if you isolate one is your kind of.
Because now when I say the word worry on air.
Like you're taking a tug on a pipe.
Kind of.
Worry, though.
But every time I say worry now on air, that's what I think of. And I get a chill up my spine. So.
Oh, well.
Enjoy that, P1s.
Good on you.
Enjoy that, P1s. One other thing I have that really just sticks in my craw, and you and Mino and Dan have just a field day with it, and it gets daily play on bad radio. And there was a moment where, you know, we were starting the show off, and there was talk about the Cowboys had a day where they had the media in to get with the coaches and look at film and stuff like that, and I wish I could have gone.
Mm-hmm.
Dan's like, well, why couldn't you go? And then you get the driving stuff, car stuff, because I didn't want to talk about what was actually going on in my life that at that moment, because, you know, at one point, I was engaged to be married. That relationship went south. That was the crux of the matter that I didn't want to get into on the air, and that's why I got mad and said, God, don't box. If you have any form of that, go ahead and play
stuff, driving, car what? Stuff.
Oh, that's all we got?
God, don't bog.
And then God, don't bog. And every now and again, when I'll tweet something, I'll just get the P1 hammering me with God, don't bog, which I guess is okay, but you guys reference driving and car stuff damn near every show. Well, I'm driving home, punching the dash from my
Jeep. The weird thing is it disappeared for a long... I mean, I would play it in open sometimes, just like in the regular rotation, but it's weird how you will hear a clip 100 times, and then the 101st time, you're like, why is that not a drop?
Yeah.
And it's such an odd... What I think I respect about your time with Bad Radio is it seemed like you never really learned slash changed. Like, they never really broke you. You continued, like, I could have told you from a mile away what was going to happen whenever you said, I really wanted to go to this. He's going to ask you.
Leading statement guy.
Well, you say you really wanted to go to something. He's going to say, well, why didn't you? And if you don't have a better answer...
No, you're right.
...than stuff driving car stuff, it's going to get bad.
But I feel like I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and I'm becoming a better person.
That's a five-year window.
Yeah.
It's a five-year rotating window.
Always sliding.
For me, by far, I don't know, 7 years ago, a podcast TC and I were doing, which I still feel like this is kind of dirty because, you know, you're on a Dallas Morning News podcast sometimes.
All the time.
And if you... There's definitely things that you've said there before probably that could be isolated and made drops and
no
that would sound weird out of context because it's a podcast. It's not the same format. It's a three-hour show.
But you know what?
Where we're just BSing.
The musers aren't obsessed with their cast and what they do outside of the station. And my Bad God. Radio is obsessed with you and TC and IJB, especially back in the day. And they, of course, listened to it because you guys were talking about station content with the Guest Booking League. So obviously they found this. And I bet they were salivating to bring this to the air.
Yeah, and it's way different. Like, we come in here super prepared. You're trying to focus on the content. If you're doing a podcast, especially 7 years ago.
You're just riffing.
Yeah, it's just whatever. Like, we were talking about the Guest Booking League, so I never, ever thought that I would hear this again on the air.
Next up, we have some old named Buzz Aldrin.
Okay. Apparently, I haven't scared you enough.
Dude... Who wants this?
Walked on the Moon was in 30 Rock.
Who wants it, though? Is it Tom Guest?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. I just think space is super gay. I think astronauts are gay.
Disagree.
I think space is gay.
Right up there with dinosaurs.
No, no.
By the way.
No, no.
An underrated part of that that's not a drop is TC saying, disagree.
Disagree.
But it's funny. You're right. You hear drops so often that you hear the full context. It doesn't sound real.
No.
There's about four of those drops that get played from you that feel like they're patchworked in.
And that's clearly become the thing that I've had to defend or explain or expand on more than anything else.
Yeah.
And I think there's also people who hear that and think that I actually didn't know who Buzz Aldrin was.
Buzz Aldrin.
It was a joke.
The over enunciation is just
Aldrin.
And there's people that have names like Aldrin, and every now and again I'll over pronunciate it like you did, just for that effect, and it makes me giggle. So thank you, Jake.
So there's that one, and then even though there's several people on the station who have said this exact same thing, anytime I hear this, which Mino now pairs with a drop of me bragging, this one really makes me cringe. You
really?
Can mark that, yeah. That's it.
Really?
Mark that. It has you going, really, in the beginning of it, which anytime he plays it, even if it's me saying, I own a couple pair of pants, it sounds like
really?
Mark that. Yeah. It sounds like you're like, oh, really?
Whoa, pants.
And I'm like, yeah, mark that. I don't care. I don't care how many times I hear it.
Oh,
that
man.
That one bothers me probably more than anyone.
Mm. We turn our attention to the newsroom. One Ty Walker
Hello.
Is normally in PM Drive working with the Hardline because of scheduling and cars and driving and stuff. He's in... with us today, which is awesome. But Ty has his own kryptonites, and do tell, Ty.
Well, you know, I've been lucky that I don't have a lot of audio faux pas that get played ad nauseum.
Just a professional.
Because you're the best broadcaster.
I really am.
You're the king of the tickerman.
But looking back, of course, the Ty Walker chicken, I'm never going to... That'll never leave me. I'm Ty Walker. That, where I'm not... I've tried to remember exactly what happened there. If I,
well, I can tell you the first thing that happened is it's a tease, and the tease was always weird.
Yeah,
we got rid
of the tease about 3 years ago, and I would say that one of the last great teases at the station
was TC's "We're Gone."
And shortly thereafter, it went by the wayside.
Doing the tease on the top 10 when you were doing tickers and running the board yourself, it was. I don't know.
Because you never put as much thought into it as you should have.
Right. And your approach is always a little, tires are spinning. So it's just, I'm Ty Walker.
Ah. Take it, stick it up your tailpipe traffic. I'm Courtney Timmons.
I'm Ty Walker. Is Romo going to change his approach this week? Next on the ticker? I hadn't heard that, the full length one,
it's phenomenal.
Forever.
One, yeah. Courtney Timmons, crazy callback there. And I like how you're very Ron Burgundy at the end. Let's hear it again.
With the ticket, stick it up your tailpipe traffic. I'm Courtney Timmons.
I'm Ty Walker. Is Romo going to change his approach this week? Next on the ticker.
NASCAR fan.
Because at that point, at the old place, I'm sure I was looking through the window and there's Grooves and his little face and rubbing his hands together, knowing what he just heard.
Just the prairie dogs popping up.
Oh, everybody looking at me and smiling. I'm like, oh, here we go.
I wonder if Romo changed his approach that week. I wonder if we'll never really know.
Yeah, did we save that ticker? It was probably A-plus content. Yeah.
And to pull back the curtain for the P1, what that's labeled in the inco, we can't say on the air. Let's just know the R word is associated with it.
It's
a mentally challenged.
It would tease. It would stun anyone who even works at a retail store how poorly cataloged and labeled every single thing in this operation.
This is the bane of your existence.
Even talking about it makes me angry.
We're not good at inventory maintenance.
It's so easy.
But that's the one thing that I've said on the air that I regret. The two things that I probably more in line of things I wish I could purge from the OPEX or INCO is shut up, Ty, and the power down.
Here he is, the power down, Ty Walker.
So Danny went out of his way to go to a production room to put that together and harmonize
multi-track.
Yes, just to kick you right in your boys.
I guess I should feel honored, but
shut up, Ty.
I've got that. And as I was telling you as we were getting ready for this, it never fails. One time a day since then, I can make a comment on social media, and I will get one response
a
day.
They're all, lock her up, and they're all, shut up, Ty.
Stay out of this, Ty.
I will get, stay out of this, Ty, or shut up, Ty.
Okay, the stay out of this, Ty is not really a Ty e-break, but it is pretty awesome, and I think we can prove it to you.
Hey, big night is tonight in the world of hockey.
Whoa.
I think it's far enough in the background.
So
I don't think.
Whoa.
So.
Oh, well. Did Danny just say that on the radio?
It went through the speakers, though. It got dumped.
Holy cow, people.
My God, I told you three times. No,
yeah,
breath,
but how am I?
No,
what an idiot.
God, if you weren't 75, you might be able to hear.
Hey, yeah, if you'd speak up and not mumble like a drunkard.
Look, let's all take a step back. Let's realize that Easter was just a few days ago.
What the hell's that got to do?
I don't know. I'm just trying to.
Should
I?
Start he was drunk on Easter. It doesn't matter.
Stay
to
out
him.
Of this, Ty.
I'm
going
to start. See, I wanted to refocus your anger toward me and not my man, Mike.
What did you say?
I don't know.
Jesus.
Who, me?
So Brett's not answering his phone.
No, I left him a message.
Now that we've heard that all again,
wow!
I kind of am glad that Shut Up, Ty came out of that because that is a great piece of audio, and I never caught the. Where you could hear him, like, calling down line, calling him an a-hole.
It's been years.
I told you three times, a-hole.
There is so much there.
Grooves is just laughing the entire time.
My goodness. All right. And I know we're running late, but killer. There has to be one. The one.
I think I gotta poop is one of my least favorite things.
I didn't even think about that.
I gotta go poop.
Yeah.
Why would that have ever come up?
I had a... some raw steak in my belly.
Oh,
it didn't feel good.
From Wi-Fi day?
Wi-Fi. Yeah.
But no, the Black Friday.
Oh,
That's always a major nut kick.
Wow.
All right, now we got to go to our special correspondent, Killer, who's champing at the bit to report on Black Friday. Killer.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm here to tell you why Black Friday is evil. We've had two critical shootings, a bomb threat, actual bomb discovered in Cave Creek, Arizona. A bomb was found in a Walmart, and then in another Walmart in San Andreas, California, a woman got pissed off and fired off pepper spray, and 15 people were injured. And I have failed, and I'll leave you alone.
No, that was good, Killer.
Good?
You nailed it.
You started off. You started off with a lot
morning.
Of energy and confidence.
The good morning part was really good.
But it quickly left you after the first three words.
Wow. That never gets old.
I refer to that edition of Grand Theft Auto as Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
I also like Cave Creek Crap.
And then in another Walmart, of which there are 1,000 of.
Well, there's us in some of our regrettable moments here on KTCK AM and FM.